Allora, siamo presso gli uffici della Lucrezia Records in compagnia di Andre Matos per l'intervista. Ciao Andre.
Ciao, come stai?
Tutto a posto. Let's begin with one question. What about the response of Holy Land?
Well, so far è molto buona la risposta al disco. Because first of all we had a very nice response from the critics and the press people, everybody. But we didn't know what it would be the response for the public, for the audience, especially our old fans. And now we know that it's going very, very well. We are very, very happy with that, because in 2 days it's sold out in Japan, about 80,000 copies. And in Italia right now it's more than 3,000 already, which is much more than Angel's Cry was. I know that in France it's something about 10,000 already, and so on. So in Brazil it should have been released these last days. I don't know how is it going there, because we are here. But we are very, very happy with all the response. That's basically what we were expecting, because we did this work with a lot of love, I would say. So I think when you do something like that, you have to expect the best.
Yeah, and about the production of this album?
It took a long time. We started composing more than 1 year ago, these songs. And we went to Europe for the pre-production parts, which took a lot of time as well. I mean, at the end we stayed something like 6 or 7 months in studio recording. It was a very big production, cost a lot of money, but at the end we are very satisfied with the results.
Yeah, and what do you think about the lyrics of this album?
This is a very, very important part, because we also spent a lot of effort, a lot of work on doing these lyrics, I would say. The lyrics on this album are more important than it was in Angel's Cry, I would say, because it's a concept album. The lyrics, they really make a big, big part on this work. So we spent like more or less the same time we spent for composing the songs we spent for writing the lyrics. It was a very important part on this process, and I'm also very proud of the lyrics, because it's a big part of the whole creative process.
Yeah, and what's the musical difference between Angel's Cry and Holy Land?
I would say that Holy Land keeps mostly of the same influences that we brought up in Angel's Cry, which are the traditional heavy metal music, which I would say it's the most important influence we got. We are basically a heavy metal band, that's no doubt about it. And the traditional heavy metal music mixed with classical music. And in Angel's Cry we tried something in a track called Never Understand, which was a trial of a little bit more progressive stuff into the direction of folk Brazilian music, okay? So in Holy Land we decided for going further in this direction, and we explored much more this folk influences, the Brazilian music itself, mixed with heavy metal and classical music, because it's a concept album. We're talking about South America, we're talking about Brazil especially, and I think it has to do a lot to mix this Brazilian music and to bring up to other people, to other countries, what To Be Brazilian is about.
Yeah, and what about the future tours?
We will start touring in South America. I guess it will be in June. And we're gonna spend like 2 months doing that there, June, July. Probably in September. We are just waiting, because it's going to happen a big festival in São Paulo, the Monsters of Rock, the main guests of the Monsters of Rock, they will be Iron Maiden and Deep Purple. And we are invited to play on that festival as well. So we gotta wait until September. After this festival, we may be coming to Europe for a couple of shows. Surely we're gonna be in Italy, at least Milano, one date. And many dates in Italy, in Europe. And after that, we'll follow to Japan for doing the Japanese tour. That will be probably at the end of the year, October, November, more or less.
Yeah, are you satisfied with the label?
With the label here in Italy? Pretty much. Pretty much. I think they are doing a very nice work. We are very lucky right now with the labels we got, because we are not a band, we are a band that works independently. Yeah? So we got different labels in each country. It's not belonging to one only label. So we are very satisfied with the work in Japan, especially in France and Italy. And I hope it keeps going like that. I hope we can do a very nice work together, because they know everything about their market. And that's the most important thing, is sometimes it's better belonging to a small label that knows about the market than to be in a very big one that just keeps you aside, you know?
Yeah, I think so. And what do you think about the Brazilian scene?
Brazilian scene is very, very big. There are very, very good new bands right now in Brazil, especially in this field of progressive metal. I mean, that's a tendency that we observe all over the world. Thanks God, because it's good music. And in Brazil, it's going very well. I mean, the scene is very old. There are rock bands playing for more than 20 years in Brazil. The only difference is that the Brazilian, I think it's the same in Italian. The Brazilian rock bands never went outside. The first one that did that was Sepultura. And we have to be thankful to Sepultura, because they did that. They opened the doors for everybody. So I would say that pretty soon you're gonna probably hear about more Brazilian bands, because there are some guys there playing very well.
And what about the speed power scene all around the world?
The only thing I think is, like, we have to be a little bit careful to not turn it something trendy, okay? Like the thrash metal music was in the past. I see a very big trend of many bands now doing this kind of progressive music. And the problem is that mostly of them sound all the same. Of course, it was inspired by a band like Ring Theater, which is a great band and very professional, very good. But people have to be careful to try to be original, because it's the same, let's put it like that, it's the same when Metallica or Slayer came out and all the small bands started imitating them. So everybody sounded like Metallica. And now we have to be careful that everybody's sounding a little bit like Dream Theater. I think there's a crucial difference on that part, because comparing to the thrash metal, these musicians nowadays that make this kind of music, they got much more skills to play. They are better musicians. Okay, they are more into music. They are more into the theory of music and everything else. So I would say that they have the possibility of doing something really, really great with music, but they have to open a little bit their minds and not trying to copy, only copy. I mean, if an Italian band is playing such a kind of music, have to pay attention what you know, what to be Italian is about. What can you add by the fact of being an Italian band, and not only copy the American ones? That's what my message is about, okay? On that, if everybody does so, I think we're gonna have a pretty much rich musical scene all over the world. Otherwise, it's gonna be nothing else than a trend, as the thrash metal thing was in the past.
Yeah, we've got Kiko here. And what are your main influences as a guitar player?
As a guitar player, let me see, Steve Morse and all this. Like, I start studying guitar, so I start getting phrases from Jim Page, Jimi Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen, and then Steve Morse, Ingemar Malmsteen, and all the jazz side that I like Joe Pass, Scott Henderson, Frank Ambali. There's a lot.
Yeah, Andre?
And what are your principal influences as a football player?
As a football player, I like Romário and Bebeto and... No. And Caio is very good. And what else? Falcão. Rei de Roma. Roberto Carlos. Zico. Pelé.
And you, André?
I like Socrates.
Yeah. Could you give us some advice about classical composers?
What do you want to know about?
Yeah, what are your main not influences? What are your
preferences? I like very much, let's put it like that, Italian composer called Palestrina from the Renaissance times. Orlando di Lasso, anche. I like very much the medieval music and the Renaissance music. Then you have the Baroque times. In Italy, of course, you got Vivaldi, which was great. If it wasn't by Vivaldi, Bach would have done nothing, you know. So, of course, Bach is one of my favorites whatsoever. It's unbelievable. And then you go on. I mean, Mozart, of course, you have to talk about, and it's a genius. Beethoven, Schubert, Brahms. What else? Then you got the romantic ones. I mean, Chopin, I like very much. Liszt. And then you got something more modern. I'm not that much into Wagner, I have to say. I think it's too massive for me. But there are some, like the French composers of the 20th century, like Debussy, it's unbelievable. There's another one called Francis Poulenc, it's unbelievable. So there are many things that I like in classical music. And nowadays there are some very good ones, like Gheorghe Ligeti is a guy from Hungary. It's unbelievable, great. So I think it's very variated. You have to listen from music from all the times, you know, because nothing becomes old, actually.
Do you feel European sometimes?
We have to feel so, because Brazil was a country colonized by Europe. We have a lot of course, Portuguese, Spanish people, and Italian is a lot, especially where we live in São Paulo. It's like the biggest Italian colon. Soever, you know. I think we got maybe more Italians in São Paulo than in New York, I don't know. And so we're pretty much into the European culture, I would say. It's the biggest influence in Brazil, mixed with the black culture from Africa and the Indian culture from the natives. So that's what makes a very interesting country, cultural-wise, for us.
Yeah, Kiko, what's now the future of Angra?
What are our plans, you mean? Now, me and Andre, we are going to Japan to, you know, do this promo tour there, and then we're going to come back to Brazil, rehearse a little bit and start touring there, and probably about September we're going to come here to Europe to do a tour, and then to Japan in October, and that's it.
Yeah, no problem. And the final message from Andre?
My final message is that we're going to meet again in the next World Cup and we're going to win again.
And from Kiko?
It's the same, yeah. So just wait in France. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Juninho is going to kill all the Italians.
Yeah, it's true.
No, this name, Marcelinho Carioca.
Marcelinho Carioca. Okay, see you, Andre.
Okay, see you. E arrivederci, arrivederci per tutti, eh? Per tutti, e non spiace molto di essere in Italia e... Buono.
tutto bene para tutti.
And see you on tour, Kiko.
Sorry?
See you on tour.
See you on tour about September. We're gonna be here in Milan.